Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Rosemary Cope with WorkLife Connections. I'm here today with Kara Tuttle-Bell, who is the director of Project SAFE, the Center for Sexual Misconduct Prevention and Response. Kara holds a JD from Vanderbilt University Law School, her master's in Women's and Gender Studies from the University of Louisville, and a bachelor's in Political Science from Ball State University. Along with her work at Project SAFE, she is the lecturer in the Women and Gender Studies program for which she teaches the seminar on gender and violence. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and today we're looking at the services available to Vanderbilt faculty and staff through Project SAFE related to sexual assault, stalking, and intimate partner violence. Kara, I think that many employees assume Project SAFE is only for students, and they're unaware that there are resources available to them. Would you please highlight those resources?
Yes, and thank you so much for having me.
Sure.
I agree. I think many faculty and staff are unaware of the services that we offer, but we offer very similar services that we offer to students. So we offer a variety of prevention programs. So we would offer training on understanding mandatory reporting obligations, if that applies to them, but also our bystander intervention programs, how to support a friend or colleague who's been impacted by sexual violence, and more. But we also provide victim advocacy services. So we have a 24-hour hotline that faculty or staff members may call. One of the victim resource specialists, they do the victim advocacy work for our center, always answer that phone. So we're available to answer questions and provide information, connect people with resources. Faculty and staff may also walk in, so we're open for walk-ins or appointments Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Project SAFE, which is located on 304 West Side Row in what's known as the Cumberland House. We will help a person connect with law enforcement if that's what they want to do, connect with the Jim Crow Advocacy Center downtown if that's what they want, or maybe they don't want to work with us, but they'd like to connect with the Nashville Sexual Assault Center, so sometimes we make those connections. We really try to help a person understand there are options, available on-campus resources and off-campus resources, so that a person can get the help that they may need.
Now, Kara, say a coworker confides to another one that they're experiencing some intimate partner violence in their life. How can that coworker be helpful?
Well, first of all, it's really important to know if you're a mandatory reporter. Most university faculty and staff are mandatory reporters, meaning that they must tell the university Title IX coordinator if they learn of an incident of sexual assault, stalking, dating or domestic violence that has impacted a student, faculty, or staff member. If you feel like someone's getting ready to disclose something of this nature to you, I'd encourage you to gently pause the conversation, and that means interrupt if you have to ensure that your coworker retains control over their information and what they want to do with it. But then your primary goal is really being a good listener. Don't do most of the talking. Let them do most of the talking. And then we would recommend mirroring their language back to them. So, a lot of times people won't use terms like rape or sexual assault when they're explaining to a supportive colleague what has happened to them. And so it's important at this stage for us to not label their experience. Try not to tell them what you would do. Instead, ask, how can I best support you? Maybe offer to accompany them to Project SAFE if you can.
And if I'm a faculty or a staff member, where can I turn for additional training or resources for myself or my staff?
Project SAFE tries to provide a lot of information on our website. We have a tab that's called Faculty Resources that exists right now. We're also happy to offer any of our programs or tailor a program for your staff meeting or for any special schedule that would work with you on whatever might best serve your audience. So some of those programs I mentioned earlier are really great for an entire team to complete. Mm-hmm. How to support a survivor is really good practice so that you think about how you would respond before the opportunity presents itself to you. But we also work closely with EAD, which is the Equal Opportunity, Affirmative Action, and Disability Services Department. And sometimes we offer programs together, but they too offer a variety of programs connected to addressing this issue that are available for faculty and staff.
So if one of our listeners would like to contact you or your staff, what is the number in the website?
Our office number is 615-875-0660. That is monitored during our business hours and is the number for non-urgent matters. A person can schedule an appointment through that office. Our 24-hour crisis hotline is 615-322-SAFE, and that's 7233. Our website is www.vanderbilt.edu/projectsafe, and you can email us again for non-urgent matters, but at projectsafe@vanderbilt.edu. Our information is also widely available on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at VU Project Safe.
Well, thank you so much, Kara, for your time today. I appreciate the information, and we're going to look forward to exploring the website and contacting those resources when needed.
Thank you for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story or a suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.